USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs. A judge ordered the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th. A Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is attending the second day of the NATO Defense Ministry's meetings in Brussels. He says some of the ISIS prison escapees from northern Syria have been captured.
I've spoken to the Turkish defense minister. He informs me that all the ISIS prisoners, prisons in their area are under their control, and actually informed me that they've been able to recollect some of them.
Firefighters are continuing to battle fires in northern California. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
To Sonoma County, California, where wildfires raging again because conditions so dry. Evacuations and blackouts in the town of Geyserville. This woman telling Fox News.
I know some people have been upset, but for me, I just remember how scary it was when the fires did happen. And I kind of see it as, you know, I would rather take the precaution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Retail Federation has released the latest survey on Christmas shopping that reflects a 4% increase over last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The annual survey indicates an average $1,047.83 will be spent on Christmas this year. Shoppers between the ages of 35 to 44 plan to spend the most at over $1,100. The survey of 7,782 adult consumers by the National Retail Federation was conducted in early October and showed, as in previous years, 39% of Christmas shoppers said they would start buying gifts before November, while 43% are waiting until at least November, while 18% are waiting until December. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Game 3 of the World Series begins tonight at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox. Now the Washington Nationals lead that series 2-0 over the Houston Astros. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer and Fox Sports analyst John Smoltz believes the Nationals are better than most people thought.
This really is going to be a better series than most people thought. I think everyone thought coming in, well, it has been a great run for the Washington Nationals. The Houston Astros are favored. I don't think people realize how good Washington is.
Schmaltz was speaking there on Fox News, and Game 4 will be held Saturday night in Washington, D.C. as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.